Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Golhar. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Golhar is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Golhar. Welcome to the show. We have an awesome show for you today. We're talking about lending. We're talking about money. We're talking about what you need to succeed as a real estate investor. Many of you are business owners, you're entrepreneurs, you're startup geeks, nerds, whatever you want to call yourselves. And, you know, you're thinking about jumping into real estate. It's been a really hot topic over the last year, year and a half. There's been a lot of money made in the real estate market, and there's still a lot of money to be made in the real estate market. Now, as a real estate investor, you need different types of relationships. For example, you need a relationship with a contractor. You need a relationship with a home inspector. You need a relationship with the city official, expediter, and most importantly, you need a relationship with a lender, somebody that understands lending in the real estate space and somebody that understands how construction draws work, how renovation draws work. And we have one such lender that, you know, is Smart Capital, right? There's a very big difference between Smart Capital and Dumb Capital. Angel Oak Prime Bridge puts themselves in the Smart Capital category. And you know my guest from Angel Oak. He's been on the air with me here on Think Realty Radio now a couple of times. His name is Robert Mulcahy. Robert, welcome to the show.
Afternoon, Abhi. How are you?
I'm doing great. Give us a little bit of a background on who you are, what you do, and a little background on Angel Oak.
Sure. So as I said, my name's Robert Mulcahy. I've been with Angel Oak Prime Bridge about 8 years now. That's actually when the company was founded. We're part of the larger company called Angel Oak Capital, which is an asset management firm that has about $10 billion under management. We're all focused on fixed income credit and mortgages. So we have a couple different mortgage companies. You know, my group, we focus strictly on the investment arena. So we believe in being experts in the area, not mixing over into other areas. And I've been doing this type of lending myself personally for about 20 years in the Atlanta market.
Awesome. 20 years in Atlanta. How do you feel about that? Like, how do you feel about where Atlanta has been, where it is now, and where it's going?
Well, I feel older.
I was trying not to get there, Robert. Like, I was really...
I know.
And then I had to backpedal the question a little bit. I'm like, oh, geez.
I appreciate it. You know, it's really been exciting to watch the Atlanta market. I think it's grown so much from an economic standpoint, from the film industry. How that's impacted real estate to large corporations moving in from Mercedes-Benz and others, you know, really kind of making that impact. And I've also lived through the housing crisis the first time. Mm-hmm. I was in this lending space and watched the kind of the large growth and what we learned from that, you know, that there was just kind of an overabundance and everybody became a contractor at once. And now to kind of see that revitalization again, you know, certain parts of the towns, you know, that didn't really exist before from the restaurant industry, and just the kind of culture itself, I think, has been exciting, and we're excited to have been part of it.
Gotcha. Where do you think the mindset of investors that are outside of Atlanta, they're looking at the Southeast, they're thinking, Atlanta, kind of an interesting market, because we have listeners from all over the country, from everywhere from the East Coast all the way through the Midwest to the West Coast. Do you think that there's still opportunity in Atlanta, considering now it's like the Southeast, everybody's looking at the Southeast, and then, of course, the Rust Belt for opportunities?
Sure. It's definitely, you know, the markets have continued to move. It's become challenging. You know, we hear from our clients, you know, that we consult with quite a bit and go to events. You know, inventory, it's shortage, right? So now, you know, you're just moving over neighborhood to neighborhood to neighborhood. Obviously, the Beltline here has been very attractive and have been a motivation kind of in driving the real estate growth in that area. Interestingly enough, you know, we're in 16 states, and about a third of our clients invest in states they don't live in. So we see that as a kind of an interesting dynamics of everyone in every market is really just trying to see what's that sensible opportunity, you know, where is a good underbelly of the market that's driving good employment, good economic growth. So we see that from every area. And it's definitely, as you noted, I mean, it's getting harder, but we're seeing every day we see new areas kind of being revitalized and expanding.
I'm with you. I feel that any submarket within a major market, for example, Atlanta, if you're listening from Chicago or any other major market, you're going to have submarkets within your city. You'll have neighborhoods within these submarkets that you need to pay attention to. You know, here in Atlanta, we have a neighborhood called Old Fourth Ward, where 3 years ago, Robert, you know this, it wasn't really hot. Now it is, it's blazing hot. If you find a deal in Old Fourth Ward for less than $200,000, consider yourself very, very lucky.
Yeah, that's very true.
It doesn't happen anymore. What are some mistakes that you're finding real estate investors make, new investors are making, when it comes to lending specifically?
I think you know, a couple of the errors that we see is in regards to the renovation budget itself. Mm-hmm. And that's a big part for us when we're looking at the lending aspect, right? We're evaluating the property. We're evaluating what the property is going to be worth in the future. And I think because of this significant growth across the country, contractors and qualified contractors and subs, you know, are harder and harder to find, just like the inventory. So getting a getting a bad quote, right? Say something is actually going to cost $70,000 and they get a quote for $50,000. You know, we can't always flush that out up front. We try to do the best we can, but so I think that's probably one of the key factors, I think, for seasoned or new investors is just getting that good contracting partner. And that's advice that we try to give out all the time.
Should the expectation be in any market, kind of anywhere USA, that it's just going to cost more and it's going to take longer to get projects done? Is that a fair assumption to make, or am I off base?
I think you're spot on. We are definitely seeing that. We're seeing projects going out a little bit longer. And that goes from a local level of the permitting office, right? I mean, they have more tickets coming in, right? So the cost of lumber material is going up as well, right? And then obviously contractors can charge more now because there's a greater abundance of opportunity and work, so therefore they're going to pass that expense along.
So what does that mean then for the new real estate investor? Should I shy away from doing a renovation because, you know, hey, it's intimidating. Now I have to work with a contractor. I don't know this person. I'm new. I'm at risk of being taken advantage of depending on the contractor. I don't know any better. I don't know any different, for example. And then instead of something taking 3 months, it's going to take 6 months. If something's supposed to take 6 months, it could take 8, 9, 10 months sometimes. Should I just not do a deal?
Oh, I absolutely think it real estate investing is a great opportunity. And I think just as with anything, you know, due diligence and educating yourself is our key factors, you know, and those are all kind of points that we try to give guidance to new investors. Mm-hmm. But I don't see any reason for that to be a concern. That's just a reality. I mean, it's no different than if you're doing work on your own home, you want to treat it the same way. But, you know, you want to learn the market, right? It's different when you're doing your own home. You kind of know what colors you want, you know, what things you want. But you know, once you kind of do enough research and there's good cost estimate software out there, mm-hmm. or networking with other investors, you know, go through and look at other projects that are under renovation and talk to the contractor there, find out what that budget was. So you can get an idea how much a bathroom costs, how much plumbing costs, how much HVAC costs. You know, once you kind of get a good understanding, then it's just a matter of labor and getting a good inspection on assessing the house. So I think first-time investors, you know, be realistic and take a you know, projects that don't have so much scope of work that's going to be expanding footprint or increasing square footage too much. I mean, I think kind of staying with your wheelhouse so you can reduce the margin of errors that you may have.
I love that. Definitely stay within your wheelhouse. Definitely get comfortable. Think Realty Nation, we got to go to break. My guest today is Robert Mulcahy from Angel Oak Prime Bridge. They are a lender. He understands the game. And when we come back, we'll talk about how Angel Oak qualifies borrowers, how they know a good deal from a bad one, and a couple of case studies to help you get a little perspective. Have questions? Text the word ASK to 96270. Also, go to Barnes & Noble. You'll find that we've written an awesome lot in Think Realty magazine. So make sure you pick up a copy, and we'll see you right after the break.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Real estate investors, first-timers, or savvy buyers, Auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at Auction.com/ThinkRealty.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape. And we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home will rent for.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Golhar. We're back. You're listening to Think Realty Radio. My guest today, Robert Mulcahy from Angel Oak PrimeBridge, having an awesome conversation so far about some of the trends he's seeing in the lending space, and if you're a new real estate investor, what you kind of need to be paying attention to win the renovation game. And I also want to start talking a little bit about the long-term single-family game in a little bit as well. Robert, let's jump right into that case study that you have. I'm excited because this is a time when we can take all this theoretical information and put it into practice. Tell me a little bit about the case study. How did the borrower approach you? How did you know this was a deal? Where is it located? Give us some background.
Sure. This is from a customer that we've worked with for several years now. We have a very good relationship. And they really kind of made this shift to start actually doing buy and hold as compared to the fix and flip from the earlier years. Mm-hmm. And what they kind of looked at was, well, you know, how can we use the financing to help expand what their ownership of property was? And he was looking at the fact that, well, prices are going up. You know, he kind of saw where developing markets was. Mm-hmm. He's been in real estate for 30 plus years and just has a great eye. It's amazing what he picks out and what he finds. So what he kind of looked at was, from the money that he made, the proceeds from flipping properties, well, what was the best way? So we kind of helped work with him on looking what a fixed-to-rent model would be. Mm-hmm. So by borrowing the funds on the front side, what was the down payment? And we kind of worked with, you know, some different types of ARVs. So he looked at if he kept his price point where the ARV was under $200,000 originally. So this way, and the ARV being obviously what that after repaired value, so what the assumed value is going to be when the property is completed, and then looking at what his maximum offer should be and what his maximum budget. So he wanted to keep where he was about 70%.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational. When you listen, whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational. When you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Golhar. We are back. My guest today is Tom Olson, founder of the Olson Group and Good Success. Before the break, we had an opportunity to have maybe a day in review over at the Think Realty Honors event a few weeks ago in Atlanta, where Tom Olson and his team won the Think Realty Honor for Single Family Investor of the Year. And Tom had the opportunity to participate in that ceremony, as did I, and I had a really awesome time connecting with him. And congratulations again to you, Tom, for your success in winning that award. You've done a lot with good success in the Olson Group, and I appreciate your mindset, because you always look at doing the right things first, serving your fellow man, your fellow woman, and really offering a good value add to the community. As an investor, I'm always interested in single-family rentals. for a multiple of reasons. One, building wealth. You generate wealth by one term, and that's called cash flow. The more cash flow you have, the better it is for you, and the quicker that you can get to that freedom if that's what you so desire. So if I'm looking for buying rentals, I'm looking at buying rentals, say whether it's in Atlanta where I live or in Northwest Indiana where you live, what are some things that I should be aware of? What should I not do?
So what I would say, if you're going to go out and buy rentals, the first thing I would tell you not to do is to go to Las Vegas and buy a bunch of rentals in some weekend. if you're considering this and you're considering going to a conference that's going to sell you a bunch of rentals all across the country and they guarantee that it's great, I'm just going to tell you more than likely it's not. And honestly, I have so many of my turnkey buyers that have done this and made that mistake, and they would kick themselves over and over again, and they would echo what I say, just don't. I'm not sure if that's the answer you're looking for, but I'll tell you, like, that's from my heart. I've seen too many people get suckered into deals like that. What I would suggest is you go out and you actually meet somebody, and you don't have to buy in your backyard. I'm not saying you have to buy in your backyard. I'm not saying you have to have a one-on-one personal relationship with every person that you ever buy from. But I think the best way to buy rentals is the BRRRR strategy, the buy, rehab, rent, refinance, and repeat model. I really do believe that. But I believe that a lot of people out there are busy professionals. They have a full-time job, and they don't have time to go out and figure out all the laws about buying properly and all the rules about buying properly. They don't have the knowledge to be able to find construction people, or they even to know what construction should be done in a property. They don't have the property management background to try to figure out how to rent a property or treat the tenant with the type of respect that your state, you know, calls for. Or they don't know the rules behind it. They don't know how to set up a lease. They don't know how to market, all those things. So what I recommend is you find somebody that's willing to do it for you and with you. And that's how I created the Active Turnkey program. I've trademarked the term Active Turnkey. And that's when you're doing that method, but you're using somebody else and leveraging somebody else's skills to go out and find those properties that you can purchase, plus put all the repairs into it for 80 cents on the dollar or less. And then you are, you know, you're working with that person, and then you're refinancing and they're managing it for you. So find somebody that can help you find the deals, rehab the deals, and then manage the deals for you all as well on the back end. I'm sure that there's other ways that you can do that as well. You can probably piecemeal that if you really want to be a little bit more hands-on. But in my opinion, we have helped several people be financially free just with that one method. I think there's other great ways out there in real estate, in investing, of lending and getting into funds and getting into other areas of investment. But in my opinion, Active Turnkey, if you're going to buy single-family rentals, to me, that is the absolute most leveraged, best way that you can buy rentals.
So I understand the fund concept. There, like you said, there are so many out there that you can choose from. And the single family rentals, I also believe, is a really good way to go. You get the cash flow, you have control of the asset, and there's so many other tax benefits that you get as well. In your opinion, what's the best opportunity in the real estate world for the next decade? I'm listening to this. I'm thinking, okay, I'm willing to dip my toes in a little bit and I want to explore it, but my time horizon isn't just 1 year or 2 years. It's maybe a decade or two. What should I be focused on?
First of all, I'll say single-family rentals, and I'm going to tell you a couple reasons why. Number one, and I already knew this, but it got reaffirmed last weekend, and you were there, Abby. There, all of the huge money, all of your institution money, has turned kind of away from multifamily and has turned a lot of – not away totally, but they're turning a lot of their attention towards single-family, which in my opinion is only going to keep the prices of those, you know, standard good area rentals – you know, up. With inflation that's happening, we've kind of gone away, in my opinion, from this huge seesaw of up and down prices in that lower bandwidth. So when I'm talking about lower bandwidth, I'm saying at least anything under $200,000, $250,000, I think, is going to stay steady for a very, very long time, at least a 10-year period of time. And I know I'm looking to a crystal ball. I get it. I'm not saying without a doubt that you're never going to see any kind of value drop. But in my opinion, single family is something that you should really be looking at, not only for gains and not only for cash flow, which I think is key, but also for stability and for safety.
Mm.
Now, however, if you ask me where I think, this is my opinion, the best bang for your buck is going to be over the next 10 years, I'm going to tell you it's going to be in the extreme affordable housing range. And in my opinion, with inflation, there is no reason why areas like Gary, Indiana, for instance, I should not be able to buy a house in Gary, Indiana, all fixed up for $35,000 or $40,000. I shouldn't be able to do that.
Jeez.
It's not natural. And it's not like Gary, Indiana is in the middle of nowhere in Idaho or in some, you know, state that has nothing there. And I know people think that about Indiana, but you have to get your eyes out of that when you think about Chicagoland, Indiana. So we are within 20 miles of 6 or 7 million people. Not very many places in the country can even say that, period, other than maybe 3 or 4 MSAs in the whole country.
That's right.
But areas like that, areas like St. Louis, who's already seen a jump, areas like Jackson, Mississippi, areas like Detroit, although there's – and I understand there is a little bit more risk factor in some of these cities than others, but I would at least put your attention on one of these markets and at least make it part of what you want to do going forward. I'm not saying that I would put all in, but in my opinion, we are going to see those $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 houses double and somewhat possibly even triple in value because it's unnatural. There's you can't build these houses for $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, and there's too much population and too much going around it that it shouldn't happen. If you look at the exact same type of makeup in the city, even the South Side of Chicago, for instance, those same type of neighborhoods are already going for $150,000, which just 18 months ago they were going for $50,000. In Dallas, for instance, in the bad areas of Dallas, you're buying houses for $200,000. So we're already seeing this growth, and I think that if you're not looking at the super affordable housing in key markets around the country, I think you're going to miss out on an opportunity. We've already seen prices jump in Gary. The average list price over the last 9 months has jumped $9,000, which wouldn't be a big deal in some areas, but in our area where the average list price was like $26,000, mm-hmm. that's a lot of money.
So I want to talk a little bit about the stabilization of a portfolio with this asset class that you're talking about, single family rentals, and then of course on the affordable side when we come back. And a couple more good questions for you about Gary and your involvement in Gary and what you're doing with flipping Gary too. So when we come back, I feel like we're just getting warmed up with my good friend Tom Olson from the Olson Group and Good Success. Don't go anywhere. More actionable real estate investing information on Think Realty Radio is here. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107.
800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Goldhar. We're back. My guest today is Tom Olson, founder of the Olson Group and Good Success. We've been talking about Think Realty Honors, where just a couple of weeks ago, he won the Single Family Investor of the Year Award at the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta. That was a lot of fun, so we were talking about that. We had the opportunity to discuss a little bit about what you should not do when buying rentals. We started talking about Gary, Indiana, and some of the price points that are there and how it should not be possible to purchase a single-family home fully fixed up for roughly $30,000 to $35,000 on average. And I agree with you, Tom. Like, I think that's a little bit of abnormality. So
yeah, most of us live in subdivisions where the lot costs more than that.
That's right. Yeah, so here's a question for you. If I'm a new investor or existing buyer and existing investor in the turnkey space, what should I be looking for then in today's market?
Well, if you are new to investing, I want you to kind of always back out first. So I'm not sure if this is the direction you wanted me to go, but I always want to back out first, and I want to figure out why I want to get into real estate, and I want to create my own financial freedom plan. Because I think most of the reason why most people want to get into real estate is because of financial freedom. If yours is to create a career, well, then that's a different plan than you need to create. Then you need to create a business plan. So I always think you want to back out first, figure out why, figure out what you really want, what are your real goals, then figure out why you want it, and make sure that that why drives you every single day when you get up to try to hit those goals. So, again, I'm always going to take everything back to the to self first. Growth and leadership all starts with you first. If you ever want to make a change, it has to come with you. So that's what I would do first. But if the second thing I would do is go out and do your research. Go out and get knowledge. Create relationships, boots on the ground with people in markets that you might be interested in. Because in my opinion, it's so much more important who you work with than what you get. I would much rather, for instance, I would much rather you get a deal that's kind of so-so of a real estate deal if you're going to own a rental, but have a rock star property manager than to have an awesome deal and a crappy property manager. Property management on the back end is worth its weight in gold. And if you don't appreciate your property manager, you should probably slap yourself in the face and send them a thank you letter right now and say, thank you for managing my property. Because they are probably one of the most underappreciated, biggest value group of people that I know in the entire world. That they have to deal with your crap as an owner, and they also have to deal with all the crap they have to deal with from the tenant. So they are the middleman.
Right.
They are a steward, which is one of my core values of stewardship. I love property managers, and I think that people ought to appreciate them more. So I would educate yourself first. Do not just jump into this. This isn't something that you ought to just go down the street and buy a house. So like I said, I would never jump in this on my own. Go find somebody to do it with you first. If you want to, even if you do end up wanting to make this a business, bring a partner along first or get somebody that's going to help you. Find a trusted advisor that you know that you can connect with, that you think you have the same core value with, and let them run a deal with you. And what you'll find, if you do a couple of them with somebody else, you'll learn more doing those deals than you'll learn by learning and going to school about doing this for 20, 30 years. So get out and do deals, yes, but go do them with somebody else that you trust first. You know, find those people that you trust first.
Yeah, you definitely have to build the boots on ground, and you have to build your team, of course. I do agree property managers do get a little bit of a bad rap, but you have to utilize them properly and leverage them so that you can focus on one thing. That's finding – well, two things, I suppose and not three things, the more I think about it. One, the mindset, which you alluded to, which is really important. Number two, working on your capital stack, finding the right capital for your deal. And then number three, of course, finding more deals. So, Tom, you do a lot of work in Gary, Indiana. Tell us about your objective, your mission, and your initiative there.
Well, thank you for letting me open up, because this is a huge passion of mine. In 2006, I pretty much, I wouldn't say I lost it all, But I went from making really good money to not really good money pretty much overnight. Mm-hmm. I end up having to pick up myself and moved to just inside the city limits of Gary, Indiana for about 2 or 3 years. And when I was there, I just kind of felt this completely loss of hope that a lot of the people there have. And I felt at that time in 2008 that it was partly my – you know, a lot of times when you see things and you don't do anything about it, I believe that's wrong. I'm a Christian, and I always believe that if you know to do right and you don't do it, then you're doing something that's wrong. If you know to do right, you should do it. But I kind of even kicked myself for not going down this road sooner. I knew right away it was my job to help uplift that city, encourage them, challenge them, and to support them. And in 2012, I kind of made this one of my life's goals, is to flip the city of Gary, Indiana. And when I say that, I mean I want to – create a new culture, a new city, a city that people would be proud to be a part of, a city where people move to instead of move away from, a city where corruption and a city where fiscal responsibility is a priority, and a city where people trust the other people within the city. And that's really my dream for the city of Gary. I started talking about it in 2012. I didn't really start doing anything about it until the last year or so. But right now we are working. Over half of our deals are in the city of Gary, Indiana, and a lot of my focus is focused on who I can connect with in this city, what awareness can I bring, what business can I help bring, what investors can I bring to the city. And we are flipping houses. We are holding houses. I even have vacation rentals in Miller Beach, Indiana, which if you've been there, you'll know it's an amazing place with an amazing beach. But I just have this dream to make it happen, and I know that if I focus on it every day, it will happen eventually. And it is already happening. We're seeing things already happen. We've seen subdivisions and areas already raise in price and value from like $80,000 to $150,000. We've seen areas that are $30,000, $40,000, and nothing ever sold for more than $50,000 for the last 10 years now actually just spike. And I'm not even sure how it's happened or how they got the houses to appraise. I didn't even have anything to do with it. But I do believe that part of why it's happening is because of the message and the awareness that we're bringing to the city, and having people come and let even local investors. If other local investors get involved, I love it. Like I'm so grateful that other people want to get involved with this movement as well.
That's incredible. And so for me, if I'm listening, I'm thinking, I don't live in Gary, Indiana, but I may live in another town that that could be deserving of, say, like a flipping enter your town here, where you want to make it better and you want to pool the resources to make it better. What advice would you give to somebody that else that's also maybe looking to make a similar impact that you're making in Gary in their own local community?
Well, I was always taught, and I believe this, what you focus on expands, what you think about, you bring about. And I haven't flipped this city yet. I can see things already moving in the right direction, and I believe it will happen. And I believe that with full-heartedly, if you know me, if you heard me talk about it, you know that I believe that this is going to happen. But I think that's where it starts. I believe it starts with awareness, and it starts with getting other people on board and collaborating in your network. So you build your network, you build collaboration, you build awareness. But at the end, you really have to care about the people that are there. You really have to want to make a difference in their life. You cannot do this for the money. I believe the money will come, and that's just something that I just always believe. I believe in being the conduit, not the bucket. I believe that I'm not here for myself. I'm here for somebody else, and that's the reason why God put all of us on this earth, is for somebody else. But I think that that's the first stepping stones to make it happen, is to believe in it, collaborate, and get awareness about the situation.
All right, Tom, I appreciate that insight, and we've got to go to break. Thanks so much for jumping on the air with me to talk a little bit about your initiative, Olson Group, and, of course, good success. So, Think Realty Nation, here's what you got to do. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com, get in touch, ask your question. Super, super important. And the other thing is you can also text the word ASK to 96270. Don't go anywhere. More Think Realty Radio when we come back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game. Real estate investors get a free 30-day trial of the number one lead generation software from rfleads.com/think. Instantly download buyer, seller, and private lender leads. RealFlow has streamlined the buying, selling, rehab, and repair process with an all-in-one real estate investing software. Go now to rfleads.com/think for your free 30-day trial. Get the tools you need to build and manage your business. More leads, more time, more money. rfleads.com/think. Your all-in-one real estate investing software.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to recovcodirect.com. That's recovcodirect.com/radio. The easy choice for real estate investors. Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with connectedinvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to connectedinvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. connectedinvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806.
That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi. We're back from the break. Thank you so much for joining us again and sticking through the show. For me, it's always amazing when I connect with awesome investors and hear from my listeners, because I get to really dig in and answer some questions and then take maybe, you know, a solo segment here and there to dive into topics that I find are really important, or at least topics that I feel are coming up over and over again in my email that are really important. One such topic recently has been real estate agents becoming real estate investors. And what's funny about that topic is I've written a book about it called Make It Rain. The first chapter of this book is available for download at thinkrealtyradio.com. Once you sign in, you can download the free resource in the resources section at the top right. So make sure that you go ahead and do that. Again, the name of my book is Make It Rain. And I wrote it because of a challenge that I had. Because of a challenge that I had, it's funny. My producer Isaac is making he's doing the hand motion, making it rain, and I feel like real estate agents need to do more to make it rain. Here is why: when I had I do a lot of traveling nationally, and I connect with a lot of real estate investors and real estate agents during the Think Realty conferences and the other conferences I attend, keynote and speak at. Sometimes I'm a panelist there as well. And I'm always asked, hey, I'm a real estate agent. How do I make more money? So I'm dedicating the next few minutes to you, the real estate agent, to you, the business owner that's thinking about becoming a real estate agent, and how you, as a real estate agent, effectively can make it rain. Now, if you are a real estate agent, generally I'm assuming your Facebook and Instagram feed is really full of different motivational sayings and this and that and the other. There was one that I ran across recently that said, real estate is a numbers game, show up and prospect and the rewards are yours. So here's the thing though, if real estate is a numbers game, the numbers are pretty depressing right now. According to the National Association of Realtors, there were approximately 2 million real estate agents in the U.S. in 2016. And according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there are 444,100 agent jobs in the U.S. So what does that tell us? That means that for every licensed working agent, there are three agents who are either unable or unwilling to find work in the field. That's kind of interesting, right? Kind of a little bit of a dismal number. But let's look at the numbers for those agents who are actually working. The average salary, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, for real estate agents in 2016 was a staggering $46,410 per year, which they translate into an hourly salary of $22.32 per hour based on a 40-hour work week. Now, you're a real estate agent, and let me ask you this. What active agent works only 40 hours a week? I mean, are you kidding?
Y'all work so many more hours than 40 hours a week. If you're trying to sustain and grow a real estate business, I mean, you're working 7 days a week, you're going to conferences, you're on conference calls, you're handling marketing. I mean, you have late nights doing marketing, lead generation, client communications, sending emails back and forth, following up, showings, appointments, paperwork, inspections, closings, meeting with investors, meeting with you get the drift here? So, I mean, then of course there are the expenses for continuing education. You have licensure, you have association fees, equipment, you've got paid leads, advertising, you got to boost posts on Facebook. So your $46,400 yearly amount that you're making, the income, is looking more and more and more like a minimum wage. Let's be real, right? Like, that's what's happening. So how do you turn this around? Okay, here's something else. Perhaps, is this maybe why the failure rate within 5 years for real estate agents hovers around 85%, with some estimates coming in as high as 95%? How's that for a compelling number? But we've seen successful real estate agents too. We know they're out there. I know that they're out there. You're out there. What are you doing differently? How are some real estate agents killing it financially in real estate while others get left behind? What can you do as a real estate agent, creating a business that creates wealth for you in a way that's self-sustaining, so you're not working so hard for so many hours for so little? So think about why you got into real estate to begin with. Challenge you with that question. Was it because you wanted to work with buyers and sellers only? I mean, I'm sure that was part of it. You wanted something that's dynamic. You wanted to be able to drive around and see different neighborhoods and connect with different people. I think that's awesome. But I definitely guess that very few agents go into real estate expecting to make the $46,000 a year figure that I just mentioned. For most, the promise is that with a few years of work, they can build a business and be proud of that business that you're building, you know, one that will afford them a luxury lifestyle similar to that you find on some of these million-dollar listing HGTV shows. And then, of course, there's a whole industry of coaches and consultants, marketing gurus that reinforce that idea, right? With the right system or the right platform or enough work, you can, too, become a top producer. And I firmly believe that. So why are few real estate agents finding financial success in real estate? I don't know why I'm stumbling over my words here. Why are so many, as many as 95%, leaving the business within the first 5 years of their real estate career? You know, for me, I think a lot of this is not understanding the power that you have as a real estate agent. You have more access to data than I do as a real estate investor that's not a licensed agent. You can use these data points to your benefit. Why aren't you? Or maybe you are. And, you know, you can tell me to go jump in a lake. That's fine. Email me. It's super, super easy. avi@avigolhar.com. Shoot me an email. I promise. I'd love to have that conversation. But for those of us now, for those of you real estate agents, you have the data. You know which markets are cooling off. You know which markets are gaining strength and is starting to get hot. And you also have the ability to walk into City Hall and say, hey, I'm a real estate agent here in the area, and I want to know what's going on, right? Like, where are the next neighborhoods being built? What are some initiatives that the city has in place over the next 10 or 15 or 20 years? One of the biggest things that I talk about in my book, Make It Rain, where the first chapter is available for free download on thinkrealty.com. Once you sign in, click on the resources section, is the following, is that every real estate agent needs to have a passive income strategy. Don't just take all of your earnings and go buy a bag or go buy a briefcase or a dress or shoes or that new car. Don't do that. Take a piece of that and save it in a fund. Call it your home run fund. Call it your financial freedom fund so that you can buy eventually a single family rental. Because guess what happens now? Now you have your income working hard for you. Your money starts to shift in a way that you've never seen it shift before. And you start to deliver into your reality the hope that you need to succeed. The hope that your dollar is going to building generational wealth, building the cash flow that you can see day in and day out. Sure, keep being an agent. It's important. You provide an incredible service to society and to me as an investor. I need you in my life. But you know what? Do yourself a service too. Buy a couple of rentals and you'll see how much $500 a month or $400 a month in positive cash flow across five or six rentals will change your life. Let that sink in for a second. So here's what I want you to do. We're coming to a close, and I could talk about this topic all day. You're a real estate agent. I want you to get in touch with me. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com, and I want you to get engaged with the Think Realty community. We have an amazing forum online. Check it out. Go online to the website. It's awesome. And I want you to start the relationship with yourself. Pick up a copy of Think Realty magazine at Barnes & Noble and the 84 Lumber stores. Read through it. I want to hear from you.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.